With today's gospel, there is a turn happening. And it's a turn from reflection on the resurrection toward now a reflection upon Pentecost. Midway through the Easter season, the lectionary suggests that we now look ahead after being refreshed and renewed by a look back. This turn also suggests that we look at ourselves, having faced, like the apostles, the risen Christ. And so in the context of this season, the image put before us today is the image of us as a church, just as much as it is an image of Christ. Having been purified and filled with the Spirit, having been fed on Eucharistic body of Christ, having been raised up into the gift of everlasting life, we are now the Shepherd Church, continuing the work of the Shepherd Jesus who has breathed his life into us. There comes a time in every one of our lives when we stop expecting someone to take care of us and we begin the caregiving. That's what this Sunday is sort of saying to us. The character, the mission, the identity of the church that was born at Pentecost is being kind of sketched out for us in this image of Jesus as shepherd. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we do Christ's work. If someone is lost, we go for them. If someone's hungry, we spread the table. If someone is in danger, we protect them and we defend them. What we see in the Good Shepherd is what we must see in this church. What people imagine and hope for in a Good Shepherd is what they must find in us, not somebody else. In preparing us to continue his shepherding, Christ taught us about compassion, which is never learned without suffering. Unless we've suffered and wept, we really don't understand what compassion is, nor can we give comfort to someone who is suffering. In teaching us about shepherding, he taught us about sacrifice as the surest sign of love. Unless we give and sacrifice for one another, no one is ever going to know anything about the real love of God for us. That man who walked in darkness teaches us that unless we've walked in darkness, we can't help wanderers find their way. But when we've suffered and become we can become pathfinders for others. Leaders of the church today urge us to pray and reflect upon religious vocations. Good Shepherd Sunday is traditionally a reminder to listen for the call of God to service and sacrifice. Until the courageous and prophetic voice of the church is louder than the seductive voices of consumerism and materialism and self-serving pleasures, we're going to want for good shepherds because we've lost our own true calling as a pastoral church. The lame, the sick, the blind, the sinners, the poor, the hungry, and the thirsty, they came to Christ, the Good Shepherd. Now they come to us, and they must not go away empty. The more each one of us begins to look and act like a real shepherd, then the more shepherds there will be. Just sitting in a pew on Saturday or Sunday, fulfilling some felt obligation, isn't really going to make any difference at all. We have to live between the weekends like the shepherd we're called to be. Shepherds come from shepherding. Shepherding homes where there is goodness and kindness. And the homes like that make a pastoral parish. So that whenever we gather in this place, because of our goodness and kindness to each other, every soul will be refreshed, and every cup will be overflowing. And the presence of the shepherd will never be in doubt.